Scholastic Audio presents Atherton, Book 2, Rivers of Fire, by Patrick Carman. Read by Jonathan Davis. The World of Atherton. A note from the author. If you read The House of Power, but it's been a while since you turned to the last page, you might benefit from this brief reintroduction to the story and the characters of Atherton. If, on the other hand, you know nothing of the climbing boy Edgar, the disappearance of Dr. Maximus Harding, or the collapse of the three levels of Atherton, then this introduction is essential. See you on the inside. Atherton is a made world, forged by the mind of a madman. It is inhabited by volunteers from the Dark Planet, a future Earth ravaged by pollution and overpopulation. Every inhabitant of Atherton has undergone a kind of memory retraining, leaving them under the assumption that Atherton is the only world that's ever been, the only place they've ever known. Atherton was originally created on three circular levels, each one smaller than the level below it. The lowest level, the Flatlands, was a vast, barren, and largely unknown place. The middle level was known as Tabletop, and contained most of Atherton's people, all of whom were poor laborers, charged with maintaining the groves of trees or herds of livestock that provided all means of sustenance. At the top were the lush and beautiful highlands, inhabited by the ruling class, who controlled the sole source of water.